Hi, everybody. Welcome to part number 13 of the Our Covenant God study. Firstly, let us have a look at last week's homework. Question number 1. Why is it important to know that God did not command or order Abraham to sacrifice Isaac to him? The way that it's translated makes it look like an order. So it looks as if, number 1, Abraham had no choice. And number 2, God is a harsh, cruel dictator who makes unreasonable and unnecessarily cruel demands on his friends. It actually is a smudge against God's character. Homework question number 2. Why do you think that Abraham never lived in Gerar again after this last encounter with God? I believe that Abraham went to Gerar initially because of his fear of death, to escape from the sight and reminder of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. He had lived in Gerar since 1 year prior to Isaac's birth. If Isaac was 30 at this time, then Abraham had lived in Gerar for 31 years. It was his comfort zone. But once you experience a new level in God, once you've gone up higher, so to speak, then it isn't easy to be content living the same way as you did before. It changes your whole life. Homework question number 3. What difference does it make if Isaac was a child instead of an adult? It would make all the difference in the world. If he was a child, he would be an innocent victim. But because he was an adult, he was a willing sacrifice. A child would have been overpowered and helpless, but an adult laying his life down on the altar demonstrates complete obedience and willingness, submission to the will of his father. Homework question number 4. This was the same Abraham who was so scared of death that he misrepresented his marital status to prevent people from killing him to have Sarah. How was he able to face the pending death of his beloved son Isaac so easily? Firstly, Abraham had overcome his fear of death because God had shown him that he was able to bring what was dead to life. He did that through the birth of Isaac, bringing life out of what was dead, Sarah's womb and Abraham's loins. Thus, Abraham had lost his fear of death. Secondly, Abraham was completely convinced that God was faithful to his promises. He had promised to give Abraham countless descendants, and when it looked impossible, God gave him Isaac. Abraham knew that from Isaac would come the countless descendants that God had promised, and that was why Isaac could not die. Or at least, he could not stay dead. Abraham determined to kill him as soon as God asked him to do so. In his mind, during that 3-day walk, Isaac was already as good as dead. And so Abraham reasoned that God would just simply have to raise Isaac from the dead, which was, after all, absolutely no problem for God. Amen. Now for today's study. Last week, we started to look at Abraham's 8th and final encounter with God in Genesis 22, where God asked Abraham to offer Isaac up as a sacrifice on a mountain in a land called Moriah. In summary, we saw that, number 1, this encounter was a new beginning of a deeper relationship between God and Abraham. Number 2, this final encounter was almost a mirror image of the first encounter. Those two encounters are a frame that the picture, which is the covenant, fits inside. Number 3, God said, please. God did not order or command Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. God was appealing to Abraham on behalf of their friendship. Number four, Abraham was obedient to God and was armed with God's covenant promises to him and knew that God was devoted to him personally. Number five, Abraham was to leave Gerar and go to a mountain in the land of Moriah. Moriah means God sees. Point number six. Isaac was a young man, not a helpless child. He was a willing sacrifice who laid his life down in obedience to his father. Number seven. Abraham believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead and that they would both return from the mountain afterwards. Let's look at Genesis 22 again. Reading again from verse 1 to 14 in the New King James Version. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Then Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Today what we're going to look at is the main theme of this whole encounter. It can be summed up in one word, see, sight. The word see is repeated constantly throughout this chapter. In your notes, I've highlighted each instance. To see is more than simply looking at something with your eyes. It is a detailed and experiential examination, which results in deeper understanding and responses from the parties involved.